18 for Carroll with the push. Trevin Phillips, that's his third. He has to be careful. And 16 foul for Carroll. So the rest of the way out, Lakers shooting at least one free throw. So Phillips sits down. He's replaced by Graves.
You know, there's only been one timeout taken in the whole game.
Trevin Phillips with 14 points sits down. Hunter Keim checks in. He gets the inbound. Can't get the ball, but Siegfried brings in the offensive board. Siegfried still dribbling at the left wing. Nowhere to go. Over to the right wing to Mason Dubes. Mason Dubes pulls up mid-range jump shot. No good. Siegfried throws it off.
Really?
Carroll player and right into our microphone. Excellent shot there.
Heads up play. And they get the bonus.
So when all said and done, it will be Laker ball underneath their own hoop. Trailing by 4 points. 1:50 left in the third quarter. Carroll 40. Lakers 36 inside the lane, and it bounces all over like a pinball. Finally ends up in Mason Dubes' hands in the right wing. Into the corner. Back up to number 14, Mason Williams. This one's no good. Rebound Carroll. Graves going the other way. Davison in transition. He draws the foul. Looks like they'll go against Hunter Keim, his second. And with 1:35 left in the third quarter, Carroll will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Second team foul against the Lakers in this half. Carson Binder checks in, replaces Hunter Keim. Carson Binder, perhaps the deadliest force for Lakers so far, with 4 threes for 12 points. Davison, inbounds for Carroll, has to get this one in. Finally to Graves, right at the left block, with the right hand, is in for 2 points. And now it's a 6-point lead, 36-42. Lakers trailing by six, and the base and pace again get 2 putbacks to fall. And here comes Carroll. But Lakers steals it away. Siegfried has it. Carson Binner throws up the three. This one's airmailed. Rebound Lakers. And Carson Binner gets his own rebound after all said and done. And he gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Foul goes against number 24 of Carroll. That would be Chris Walker, his third. Team seventh. So Carson Binner at the free throw line, shooting two. He has 12 points and has not attempted a free throw tonight. 42-36. Carroll by 6 points, and Carson Binner bricks his first free throw. 1:10 now remaining in the third quarter. Second free throw upcoming for Carson Binner. This one's good. 5-point game, 42-37. Carroll leading the Lakers on the road. 1:10 remains in the third. It's been all Carroll in the past 2 quarters, really. Steal by Siegfried. Into the corner. That would be number 14, Williams. Back out to Carson Binner for three. Off the mark. Off the front of the iron. Rebound brought in by Strachan, and here comes Carroll. Both teams with 6 rebounds in this quarter. Davison taking his time. Stephen Clark calling for last shot for the Carroll Tigers in this quarter. Graves feeds it in, but Aaron pass, and this one is stolen away by Williams.
Yeah, they didn't want that pass on the inbound.
7th turnover in this quarter, but there's Lakers. They steal it away. Tyler Foster steals away from Carson Binder. A little chippy by Carson Binder, and the foul will go against Binder on top of the turnover. That's his third, team's third. And we have a timeout, a 30-second timeout called by Stephen Clark with 34.3 seconds left in the third quarter. Carroll 42, Lakers 37. John Mooney, what is Stephen Clark setting up for the Carroll Tigers?
Well, he's with 34 seconds, he's probably thinking last shot and everything, but he was thinking last shot with the inbounds. But I'll tell you what, this time, let's make sure that we're got ourselves on the same page. If you're going to make an entry pass into the paint, make sure it's open there. And there was last time there was like 3 or 4 people that were collapsed on the post. I would be looking for the big guy, Phillips. Phillips is going to have to touch this ball with 34 seconds left to go ahead and see if they can extend the lead.
Well, Phillips is still sitting on the bench there with 3 fouls.
I would have put him in.
So I would have put him in. Carroll.
Just don't pick up that fourth.
Carroll on the opposite side of the court, inbounding with a 5-point lead. 34 seconds left in the third quarter. Inbound to Tyler Foster, right up to Caleb Graves. Room to run. Goes right down the right side of the lane, back out to Walker. Walker with the floater and in for 2 points. He has 3, and it's out to a 7-point lead with 27 seconds left. Lakers feeds it into Siegfried and stolen away by Walker.
Can't get back
and
up.
And he traveled with it as he tried to get back up after he stole the ball away. So that is the 10th turnover for Lakers in this quarter for 24, and that is the 8th turnover for Caro in this quarter for 21.
So that's when your point guard has to be pretty cognizant of what's going on and just go over there and take the ball away from the player that's on the floor.
Carson Binder inbounds to Siegfried, back to Binder in the corner, pops the three, this one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Mason Pasek. Still fighting for it, and there's a foul. With 7.2 seconds left, this will go against Caro. This will be the 8th team foul. 1-1 for Mason Pasek. Ball goes against number 24, Chris Walker. That's his fourth. Mind you, he started on the bench tonight. 7.2 seconds left. Mason Pasek at the free throw line shooting 1-1. He made his last two in this court. This one's short. Rebound brought in by Walker. 3 seconds left. Davison at midcourt launches this one. This one's way off. And Caro uses a huge third quarter to take a 7-point lead into the fourth quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, Abadax, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. You love Thumb Cellular.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318 or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Caro inbounds, and they feed it down to the low post, but it goes off the backboard errantly, and it's brought in by Lakers. That'll be Caro's 22nd turnover. Down in the low block, Sheridan goes up. He is fouled and won. The basket counts. Maybe just what the doctor ordered for the Lakers in this fourth quarter. They still trail by 5 points, 44-39. The foul goes against Caro's number 21, Caleb Graves. Only his second. Team's 10th, though. So, John, is that... I have 10 fouls for Lakers here.
On the board, they have 9.
Or is it because of the technical foul?
Counting.
No, that was Caro. Free throw is no good, though, for Sheridan. So, 44-39, a 5-point lead for the Caro Tigers. 7:18 left in regulation. Caro scored 22 points in this third quarter compared to Lakers 13. The three from Cotton is no good. Graves, though, gets the offensive board. Can't get that one. Puts it in, gets it again. Puts that one up, and he is fouled. So he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Ball goes against number 10 for Lakers. That's Anthony Sheridan. That's his fourth. So he has to be very careful out there. Team's fourth as well. So at the free throw line, shooting 2, Caleb Graves. He has 8 points. He's 3-for-4 from the free throw line so far. Check that, 4-for-5. 9 points for Graves. Stick back out by 6, 45-39, 7:04 left in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is good from Graves. He has 10, back out to 7, 46-39. Siegfried at the right block, dribbles, feeds it in the corner to Sheridan. To Pasek at the right block, back to Sheridan. Goes down the lane, and he draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots, and this will be a foul.